Greetings, Edophiles. On this day in 1790, the French Revolution was in full swing. In 1829, Robert Peel introduced the Metropolitan Police Act to establish a unified police force in London, and that's why policemen in London are called bobbies. In 1988, the world's largest sausage was completed. It was over 21 kilometres long, and on the 1st of December 2014 in Ploiești, Romania, they smashed that record with a sausage that was 62.75 kilometres long. And that is the longest sausage ever, and that record stands to this day. Now, Dave!
Hello there!
Are you all right? Have you got anything else that happened on this day in history?
Well, I don't know about that, Steve. King Charles III might be a bit more important than me. Birth date of Charlie Drake?
Oh, Charlie Drake!
Hello, my darlings.
Hello, my darling. Whatever happened to him?
Yep. I don't know. He didn't get... Not a lot, probably. Jury decided that Lord Lucan was actually missing and he did murder his nanny and three children.
Well, I mean, how long did it take him to come to this? About 40 years? To come to this conclusion?
Well, people still think he's going. I've seen him down in Lipscan. It's incredible.
Yeah, down the chip shop.
Yeah. Oh, here's a relevant one. That's, yeah, I've forgotten on. This one. The wedding of Prince Edward, Earl of Wessex.
Yeah.
And Sophie Rhys-Jones.
Sophie Rhys-Wessex.
I like the intro music from Bob Marley. I was just thinking, whenever King Charles thinks of that record, does he think the Wailers are actually Meghan and Harry?
Oh, yes. That might be why you picked it. Now, why are we talking about Charles? As previously established, I'm at the King's birthday party. The King, the very man himself, took a leaf out of Barack Obama's book and made a playlist on Apple Music. Everyone expected that the playlist would be filled with all sorts of classical and regal bits of music. Well, his playlist opened with Bob Marley and Could You Be Loved, which was the biggest shock to me, and it made me think, okay, how about let's play some of his playlist and surprise the hell out of everybody, because you ain't going to believe what's on this list.
No.
Starting with good old Bob Marley. Now, it was released in 1980, 1 year before Bob died. Now, they were formed in Kingston, Jamaica in 1963. He had officially 11 children by 7 different women.
Wow.
And guess what his favourite brand of car was?
Is that connected to how many children he had?
Nah, I don't think so, but it could have been. Some of them may have been conceived.
Some sort of minibus?
No. It was a BMW.
Oh.
From Bob Marley Wailers.
Ooh.
Really?
Was it?
Yeah.
That sounds so corny to be not true.
So corny, but it's apparently it's true.
The thing I liked about it was a bit of a mix of reggae and disco.
Yeah.
He wasn't sort of too set in his ways.
Now, the second choice is going to surprise you just as much as the first one. Small with My Boy Lollipop. Tell me about it, Dave.
Well, yeah, incredible that this is on the list. A lady born in Jamaica, daughter of a sugar plantation overseer.
Right.
She had 12 siblings.
Yeah.
Seven brothers and 5 sisters. So she may have borrowed Bob's van. It's rumoured on this song, she maintains it's still correct, even though she's gone now.
Right.
She maintains that the person playing harmonica is Rod Stewart.
Really?
Yep.
I've got to listen out for that. I didn't even realise there was a harmonica on it.
I know Rod denies it, but she is actually adamant that it's Rod.
Say, Dave, I think that's aged quite well.
It has, hasn't it?
Still sounds really fresh.
Specials.
Yeah,
it sounds like the Specials into the sort of 70s and 80s and all that sort of stuff.
Very nice. Okay.
Take some licking.
Yeah, oh, dear Lord. How long did it take you to think of that? Okay, the next song, I knew the song. We all know it, but I had no idea who sang it. So thank you very much, Your Majesty, for kind of forcing me to do some research. Albert Alec Bowley. He was South African. He was Britain's most popular singer in the 1930s, and he recorded over 1,000 songs. And before he was a singer, he was a barber and a jockey. He recorded his last song, a satirical song about Hitler, in 1941. And 2 weeks later, he was killed by a German parachute bomb. Coincidence? What do you think?
No. Probably didn't like his singing.
Possibly that. Well, shall we listen to it and find out?
Okay. A very thought of you, and I forget to do the little
ordinary things that everyone ought to do. Why have I got Dad's Army in my head now? I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king, and foolish though it may seem, to me that's everything, the mere idea of you, the longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go. Till I'm near to you, I see your face in every flower, your eyes.
above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my
love. That may have been more of a sort of, you know, likely track for the King to have chosen. This next one, really, you wouldn't expect. Grace Jones, La Vie en Rose. So you chose this. Tell me about it.
Well, hopefully we haven't got 7 minutes of it.
No. But I mean, she doesn't start singing for about four, so we can just talk.
And no one's going to have a go at her about that.
No. Nope.
Yeah. Russell Harty, eat your heart out.
Oh, yes. Good old Russell.
Anyone who missed that, she's been interviewed by this UK guy called Russell Harty, took offence to one of his questions and smacked him.
Clocked
him
one in the face on live television.
Absolutely.
Made his career.
King Charles, indeed. King Charles III, he actually met Grace Jones only last year in October. Ooh. So they've obviously kept in touch.
Evidently.
Yeah. That was at a Commonwealth do.
Right.
There's also a theme that, Steve, we haven't mentioned that, but all the people on his playlist all have a Commonwealth theme, don't they?
Yeah, well, I was going to come to that at a point when it's like,
oh, yeah.
There is something in there's a pattern going on. You'll notice they're all Jamaican. Yes. We'll see. Spot the non-Commonwealth person. You won't, because they're
is Grace ready yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
She did it. Remember, everybody knows Slave to the Rhythm, right? Which was Grace Jones' probably the biggest hit. She made a video for it. And in one scene in that video, she was stark but naked, standing next to her equally stark bollock naked brother. And clearly the producers of ITV's Breakfast television show didn't watch it before they broadcast it. But I saw it.
Oh, dear.
Some producer got fired pretty quickly thereafter.
Wasn't Tom Jones, was it?
I don't think so. Oh, listen, she started.
Parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il m'a dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entre dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais le corps. Moi, les soirs. Alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui bat.
Expat Life.
Good people gather around Radio Gorilla.
Expat Life.
Song King Kong.
Happy birthday, Your Majesty.
And we're back. Well, it's the King's Birthday Party playlist. Song Ping Pong. Oh, it's my turn. It's my turn again now.
Oh, it is.
Well, you were talking earlier about going a bit sort of Commonwealth contacts, connections, and you can imagine he went a bit African, some of his choices. And again, songs I've never heard before. Somebody called Daddy Lumba. Sounds a bit sinister, if you ask me.
They wouldn't.
Daddy Lumba from Ghana. He's got 34 albums to his name, and I bet you haven't heard any of them. Widely regarded as the greatest Ghanaian musician of all time. People have accused him of bleaching his skin. It's an accusation he vehemently denies. Jesus, I can't speak.
What? Yeah. Liquid lunch, Dave.
Not me. It's an accusation he vehemently denies. Maybe I should have had a liquid lunch. So do you know anything about this Daddy Lumba guy? Or even about the song, which is called Pem Pem Domi?
Well, coincidentally, his real name was Charles Wado Foshu.
Really?
There you go. And when he was at school, he had a group called the Lumber Brothers.
Okay.
But I would have been much happier if he'd been the Lumberjacks.
I'm okay.
You're walking to that.
I don't know what called it. Some fim, fim, a time ya. Fim, fim, a dream yo. Fim, fim, time ya. Fim, fim, a dream yo.
And he performed this song for the then Prince Charles and Camilla at a state banquet in Accra.
Yeah.
2018.
In Accra. I was there once. Tell me about Miriam McCabe, Dave.
Well, lady from the traditional people, I don't know how to pronounce it, I suppose you'd say X-H-O-S-A, Hosha?
Yeah.
People of South Africa. Mm-hmm. Apologies to all you kosher people. Not kosher, Hosha people.
I think it's Shosha.
Shosha. Oh, okay, fair enough. I'm from up north.
Not as far north as I am.
Yeah, sung at weddings to bring great fortune. And in our part of the world, it's called the click song. And the title really means Knock Knock Beetle, which is the name for some beetles that make a distinctive knocking sound by tapping their abdomens on the ground.
Right. Well, wouldn't you if you could?
And I believe they were probably active a couple of weeks ago in Pipera because they're meant to bring rain.
Ah, yes. And okay.
And there was a lot of it.
There was a lot of it. It was a fair bit. She was otherwise known as Mama Africa. Which was, it was when we were in Cape Town, our guide decided to nickname Lumi Mama Africa. She didn't realise why at the time. She was born in the township of Prospect, which was near Johannesburg. This is Miriam McCabe, not Lumi.
Not Lumi,
in 1932. I saw her singing live in Birmingham.
Lumi?
Yeah, no. Miriam McCabe.
Right.
About 1986 or something. It was after when suddenly Paul Simon made African music popular with Graceland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and she was on it. And I saw her singing this very song, the click song. And why is it called the click song? Because it's some of the African languages, they put the click sound in the words. In the middle of words. Maybe they were from Yorkshire.
Ooh, my heck.
And so she made a song which emphasises this. It's called the click song. Listen up.
In my native village in Johannesburg, there is a song that we always sing when a young girl gets married. It's called the click song by the English because they cannot say onotwane. Iqirha lendlela nguqongqothwane. Iqirha lendlela kuthwa nguqongqothwane.
When she was live at the NEC in Birmingham, she had Hugh Masakela on trumpet, and she had backing vocals by Ladysmith Black Mambazo. It was a hell of a gig.
Oh, yeah.
But most of these people are no longer with us, unfortunately. But there we go. It was
true. Well,
yeah, and they had their moments of fame, thanks to Paul Simon, who was recording that album when I was in Zimbabwe and Ghana.
Oh.
And then when I came back from Zimbabwe and Ghana, he released it. And I'm like, hang on a minute, I recognise this music.
Did you remember the Cher version?
What, of that song?
Yeah.
She did? Oh, this one?
Yeah,
I'm checking that out.
Well, it depends whether the clicks were added by synth or...
By auto-tune.
Natural. Probably synth, I would have thought.
Yeah, okay, I'll check that one out then. That's very interesting.
Expat Life.
Online, and on your dials. This is your favorite radio station.
Radio Guerrilla.
Expat Life.
Song Ping Pong.
Happy birthday, Your Majesty.
And we're back again. Now then, what did we say about Commonwealth connections?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's why he picked Kylie Minogue.
And not Little Eva.
and not Little Eva. Well, here's the thing. Yeah. Where was Little Eva from?
Probably America.
Yeah, yeah,
I think you're
right. So, 0758948948. What's the song going to be? Is it Little Eva? What can you say about Kylie Minogue?
Well, it's one of my black boxes. Not a fan at all.
Exactly. You mean that's bleach blonde?
Not a fan. I mean, it'll probably get me kicked out to the Men Behaving Badly fan club.
Absolutely.
But... No, just never rated it at all.
No?
Sorry, Kylie. I'm sure you're very nice and you're loaded, but...
It was 10 years ago that she was in the newspaper on the front page of The Sun saying about saying, right now, I'd settle for marrying a bald guy with a paunch. So I sent a letter in. She didn't answer.
She meant me.
Okay.
I'd have said no.
What? All aboard the locomotion. The locomotion. Video clip for this is as cheesy as the song is, right? And it's clear at this point that she had not been very well, let's say, trained in the art of making pop videos.
Right.
It's wooden, it's staid, she looks lost.
Sekia Starmer.
Exactly! Kylie Starmer, there we go.
Oh no!
Taken a water and made a bloody fortune out of this. Yeah. And other songs that had basically... What was the thing about Stock Aitken Waterman songs in the early days, right? With these and Jason Donovan. And they had too many notes. Far too many notes.
Yeah, that was Pete Waterman.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's your turn now. What's next?
It is. Well, we've got a double act. A well-known double act called... it's not actually known. Holland and Turner. Yeah, Jules Holland. I think most people will know him from Squeeze and Cool for Cats, Argy Bargy and all that.
Yeah.
Famously, this shows how old he is and how old we are. He was expelled from school for scratching a teacher's Triumph Herald.
Oh! Really?
Now you haven't been around for years. After he did Cool for Cats and Squeeze, he then presented that show, which I know you used to watch, The Tube.
Didn't we both watch The Tube in our days?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, with Paulie Yates.
And we have to mention The Tube at least once every song, Ping Pong.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But since then, he moved on to do, a lot of people here will know him from the later show that he does, which kind of took over from the Old Grey Whistle Test.
Ah,
BBC
right.
Two. Have you any idea? Can you guess? Okay, 07589489948. How many years has Jules Holland been doing The Later Show? See if you can guess.
Send your answers in.
Yeah. It's 33 years.
He's one part of it, yeah. And Ruby Turner's the other part.
So which part of the Commonwealth does Ruby Turner come from?
Well, born in Jamaica, Montego Bay.
Right.
And then moved to that well-known place, Handsworth in Birmingham.
Where the revolution came from, that UB40 sang about.
Correct. In 1967. They were all musicians in the family, so it wasn't a surprise when she started singing. And she's been with, she's appeared with many, many people. Jimmy Ruffin, Four Tops, Temptations, all sorts of Motown groups. And I think she's appeared on Hootenanny every year since.
I'm sure.
First started.
Sure, yeah, she made an entire album with Jules called Jules and Ruby. Jules does this. He does this a lot. He did another great album with called Sirens of Song, where each track is with another great singer. And one of them includes Kylie Minogue.
Oh no!
If you've been paying attention, you know, because we played it on the song Ping Pong before. When Jules and Kylie do the Clash's "Should I Stay or Should I Go?"
Right.
So anyway, also Jules. This is Jules. He's got form with the legendary singers, or otherwise. You got your point of view. Let me just remind you that the songs you're listening to were chosen by King Charles III. He's gone right up in my estimation. Now, the next one, a little bit, maybe not quite so cool as that. Cheesy, but I think this one is a bit of a guilty pleasure. Despite the fact that there's far too much auto-tune on it, and you wouldn't expect a lot of auto-tune from Michael Bublé.
Unnecessary acute accent there.
Is it Bubble? Michael Bubble?
It's up in Michael Bubble.
Mickey Bubbles. Sounds like he should have been in the Monkees.
Yes. In a zoo.
Yazoo or a zoo?
A zoo.
Anyway, I think despite the fact that you might think I've lost my mind, I actually like this song a lot. When I first heard it, I'm thinking it's overproduced to the point of like, it could be Ricky Martin. Listen.
I'm not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stop keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. And I know someday that it'll all turn out. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. Mm-hmm. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. And somehow I know that it'll all turn out. And you make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say all's fair in love and war. But I won't need to fight it. Get it right. We'll be united.
So which part of the Commonwealth is this? Ooh. I was surprised too.
Sounds like Canada.
Yes.
Ah! That explains the unnecessary acute accent.
Exactly.
And I know that we can be so amazing. And being in your life is gonna change me. And now I can see every single possibility. And someday I know it'll all turn out. I'll work to work it out. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get, than I get, than I get, than I get. Oh, you know it'll all turn out. And you'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, to give so much more than I get. Yeah, I just haven't met you yet. I just haven't met you yet. Oh, I promise you, kid, to give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. Just haven't met you yet.
Expat Life.
Prin joi înșine, o zi întreagă de muzică 100% românească, 100% organică și 100% proaspătă pentru tine și cei dragi, livrată de Carrefour Bio la Radio Guerilla. Carrefour Bio, plăcerea de a mânca sănătos în fiecare zi.
Dulce Românie, 40 de hoți care se luptă pe-o felie. Ciobani ca Miorița, pseudo-patrioți.
Vine Alibaba și le ia oile la toți.
O zicem cu mândrie să se știe lumea toată. Pasărea de noapte, aici e specie protejată. Bravo Românico, cel mai șmecher brand de țară. Trăiască vine vorba, niciodată să nu moară. Capul ce se pleacă, baloșul nu-l taie. Dar cu umilință lanțul în covoaie. Unde ești tu, țepești, Doamne, ca să iei pe toți. S-o punem de ușa urmă cu sos de mafioți. Aici are dreptate cine urlă cel mai tare. E locul care caie, care porci în spinare. E țara care nicio umilință nu mai doare. Așa e când stomacul ți-e lipit de spinare. Coperta face carte și haina-l face pe om. La mână ai un Rolex și sub unghii cer lozion. E țara care cine poate fură azi un ou. Mâine fură găina și parchează ca un bou. La stânga sau la dreapta, depinde unde-i șoapta. La stânga sau la dreapta, depinde cum e șoapta. La stânga sau la dreapta, depinde unde-i șoapta. Ce-ți doresc ție, e dulce Românie. Să nu mai fii subiect de nadoție, dă-mi o mie. Vândută de ai țării, dragi conducători. Te-au îngropat cu totul și vin la mormânt cu flori. Te credincios române, dă și tu un ban sărmane. Se poate prea fericitul să se lăfăie în merțane. Când de nimic nu-ți pasă, doar să-ți umpli burdihanul. Iisus e doar pe buze, dar în inimă e satanul.
Prin Joi Înșine, o zi întreagă de muzică 100% românească, 100% organică și 100% proaspătă pentru tine și cei dragi, livrată de Carrefour Bio la Radio Guerilla. Carrefour Bio, plăcerea de a mânca sănătos în fiecare zi.
Expat Live. Can you believe they haven't fired us yet?
Song King Kong.
Happy birthday, Your Majesty.
Ah, we're back. This is the last bit. Two more songs from his Charles ship. Is that the correct way to announce him?
It could be.
It is now. and it's your choice.
We're getting to the sharp end of the show, so we've got Arrow. It's a song which has hardly got any lyrics. It wouldn't have needed Lennon and McCartney to write it. But it came out of a 1982 studio album, and it's called Hot, Hot, Hot. Now, many other people may know it as from the version from Buster Poindexter.
Oh, I forgot what a name.
but he's American, so he can't be on right. Charles's playlist.
Yeah.
And it was a massive dance hit and continues to be a massive dance hit.
Yeah.
It got into the UK singles chart and it's been released many, many times. In 1994, for example, it got even higher than the first time.
Oh, right. Well, just because, you know, tastes have improved. We got wise to it. Yeah.
Mm.
So who is Arrow?
Still, Arrow. Yeah. Well, I don't know the man's name partly because I don't want to embarrass myself saying it.
Yeah. Come on. You know it. Alfonso Celestine Edmund Cassel, MBE.
Oh, yeah, he's from Bradford, isn't he?
Now you have a go.
No, I can't possibly do that. Not with these teeth.
The first, rightly regarded as the first superstar of soccer music. He's from Montserrat.
Mm.
Do you know where Montserrat is?
Didn't Princess Margaret go there a lot?
Yeah, she did. You're right. Yeah. She had a place on the beach there. Caribbean.
Yeah, it must be down there somewhere.
The southern half of the entire island is a bit more than that. The southern 60% or so is an exclusion zone. You can't go there.
Why? Volcano?
Yes, volcanoes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Which probably explains why it's hot, hot, hot.
Oh!
Let's be honest, most people know this from the TV commercials.
Yeah.
So I know that today's only the 10th of June as we record this, but do you think you might have sold your house by the 19th?
No.
So give it a
Pray
plug.
Not.
Give it a plug, mate.
House available. Prepare a volunteer. Only 10, 15-minute walk to the American school, the British school, the Cambridge school, and all the other schools.
All the other schools. So if you've got like 15 kids and you want to send them each to a different school, this is the perfect house.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is there a mega image nearby?
Three.
Any decent pubs?
Ginger Horse. Next question.
Okay, fair enough. Let's say goodbye because I'm going to leave the final words of the show to the big man himself, would you believe?
Cool.
So yeah, so thank you very much, Dave. That was
thank you.
At this point, it's going to be about 5 minutes to eight, and I'll probably be already half drunk listening to the jukebox band.
I thought so.
But they're watching an exhibition of vintage cars provided thoughtfully and kindly by Mr. Ciliac. This is it. We're going to got to go out. Thank you very much. This has been Expat Life. Thank you, Dave. Hopefully the next time we'll meet, you will have sold that house.
Inshallah.
If we go out with the big man himself and he like this.
Now, I can only hope you've enjoyed these few songs I've had time to share with you. Perhaps you've heard some of your own favourite pieces, and perhaps you may have discovered something new and interesting from the wonderfully diverse tapestry that makes up the modern Commonwealth. I wanted to include an iconic musical moment from the many events which have supported my Trust's work for young people over all these years. Therefore, here is one of the Trust's most faithful supporters, the incomparable Beyoncé, with the song Crazy in Love. And incidentally, I would like to congratulate her for winning her first Album of the Year Grammy.
And that wasn't AI or me trying to do an impression. It was really him.
History in the making, part two. So crazy right now. I look the stairs so deep in your eyes. I touch on you more and more every time. When you leave, I'm begging you not to go. Call your name 2-3 times in a row. Such a funny thing for me to try to explain. How I'm feeling and my pride is the one to blame. Cause I know I don't.
Another unnecessary acute accent there I missed.
Yeah, which was? Beyoncé.
Beyoncé. Beyoncé. And I tell you what, next time we have a Beyoncé track on,
yeah,
she could be the co-owner of Tranmere Rovers Football Club.
Excuse me?
You heard it here first.
What?
Yep. She and her boyfriend are in the process of buying Tranmere Rovers.
When I talk to my friends so quietly, who he think he is? Look at what you did to me. Tennis shoes, don't even need to buy a new dress. If you ain't there, ain't nobody else to impress. The way that you know what I thought I knew, it's the beat that my heart gets when I'm with you. But I still don't understand just how you love me, doing no one else can.
When the flow is loco, Young B and the ROC. OG, big homie, the one and only. Stick bony, but the pockets are fat like Tony. Soprano, the rock handle like Ben X2. I shake phonies, man, you can't get next to. The genuine article, I do not sing though. I sling though, if anything, I bling yo. Star like.
Stay tuned for Emerald Reality. Young minds, fresh ideas.
Crazy in the range, crazy in the range. They can't figure him out, they like, hey, is he insane? Yes, sir, I'm cut from a different cloth. My texture is the best firm chinchilla. I've been dealing with chain smokers. How do you think I got the name over? I've been realer, the game's over. Fall back young, ever since I made the change over to platinum. The game's been a rap one.
Listen again to this and previous shows. Find us at expatlife.ro.
Expat Life.
You mobs, please.
Good night, everybody.
Pentru limba română, apasă 1.